Well, as you well know, as we return to the No Panic Zone here on the Steve Gerber Show, as you well know, more than a million, as many as a million and a half Michigan residents lost their jobs in the last 2 months. And that means a shift in how people put food on the table. And for many, the strain is a lot. My next guest says more people are falling into poverty than he's seen in 37 years of doing what they do. He's seen a 600% increase in new families coming in for help. Billy Kangas is the Director of Community Engagement at the Hope Clinic, a haven for help and healing. Billy, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we've been talking back and forth on social media, you and I, for a period of time now. Are things any better now? Are things getting worse? How far down have we gone? How many people are you having come to your place? And tell folks what Hope is.
Oh, sure. I guess we'll start there. So Hope Clinic serves people in Southeast Michigan, and we provide free medical care, dental care, food through groceries and meals, and what we call care and prayer, which includes our laundromat, diapers, wipes, mental health care, social work, just trying to serve the whole person.
Yeah, you serve it's a wide range of things that you provide. And in your notes here, a 600% increase in new families coming for help over the last few weeks. I mean, that's no small thing.
Yeah, I'd say the need is unprecedented in our history, but we've also seen unprecedented response from the community. So it's been both inspiring and troubling at the same time.
So some of the things you do, as a free medical care provider, how do you do that? Who do you work with to make that possible?
So the medical is one of the more challenging ones because we're offering mostly primary care with some specialties, but we're not really set up to handle the extremities of COVID cases.
No, that I understand. But if you have somebody come in and they've got, you know, the running nose, the cough, the sore throat, whatever it may be,
sure.
How do you handle that? Do you send them to the University of Michigan? What do you do?
So in cases when we can do telemedicine, that's one of the things that we've been doing. So having our volunteer physicians give people calls, checking in, helping people over the phone. We have a pharmacy on site, which we are able to have people get prescriptions and come in. And we've been switching that from coming into the building to having our team take stuff out. So it's kind of a drive-in, if you will, pharmacy. With some of our patients who we see because we really want to check in on them, what we were able to do is get a grant to get them blood pressure cuffs and things like that so they can do some of the screening at home. So what we're trying to do is make sure that there is the amount of care for emergencies and things like that that people can get. And if it really is an emergency, we'd want to send them to the hospital. But we're trying to do as much preventative care as possible so that our patients and clients don't find themselves in a situation where their health has seriously deteriorated because there's less access to care.
Right, and I want to talk about emotional health in a moment. Billy Kangas, Director of Community Engagement at the Hope Clinic. What city are you located in, Billy? Tell the folks.
So our main location is in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
All right, so let me talk just a bit about basic needs, food, clothing, a place to stay. How much has that gone up? I mean, your food bank, how many people are you serving today compared to what you served before people started losing their jobs because of the lockdowns and the pandemic?
That's the one area that we've seen an incredible amount of growth. Like I said, we're seeing a 600% increase in new families. We're seeing more people utilizing the services than ever. And it's been wild, just the lines of folks that are waiting. We've got free groceries that we're giving out 6 days a week, free meals 5 days a week. And I think that's one of the residual impacts we're going to see with all this economic impact is people who are desperately looking for help. They don't necessarily know how to navigate the systems. They don't necessarily qualify for all of the systems in place. And so we've kind of become the people who are catching folks who fall through the gaps in the safety net, if you will.
Makes me wonder, Billy, I mean, as you look at this, the economic damage done, because I've seen statistics that some people believe is as high as 40% of the jobs lost aren't ever coming back. That's not to say these people won't work again, but the jobs that they had, restaurants closing, gyms closing permanently, you know, so the jobs are not coming back in many places. So this becomes a generational issue potentially. This becomes, well, as some people say, the cure is becoming worse than the disease itself. And you're seeing it right there on the front lines. If you're seeing a 600% increase in the need for food and clothing and basic items, man, that's a tough order to fill. How do you do that?
Well, a lot of it is, you know, we're a faith-based organization, so we first and foremost rely on praying. And then we seek our community partners to step up. So we've had lots of individuals, churches, businesses, folks who have something to spare have been chipping in through financial donations, food drives, and volunteering their time to make sure that we can continue to serve those who are in need. So I don't really know what the future holds, but I do know that we've got a lot of people who care. And for me, that's the main thing I'm putting my hope in, because there's no way to know what the full total impact's going to be.
Sure, but a lot of people hurting, but a lot of people that are willing to step up and contribute to what you're doing. And I'm going to guess, Billy, that that's true, obviously, for you at the Hope Clinic, but for places statewide that run services to help the people that are struggling right now. I'm sure the demand is up everywhere that you look. If people want to find out more about the Hope Clinic in Ypsilanti and what you're doing and want to help out, maybe volunteer time, get some food, share some money real quickly, where would you send them to volunteer to help?
So you can find links to all those things at our website, which is thehopeclinic.org.
Thehopeclinic.org, thehopeclinic.org. And let me just tip my hat to you. You may not get a check from some politician, but you're certainly a frontline worker out there, Billy, and I think you're doing, well, frankly, God's work. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here.
Oh, thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Billy Kangas, everybody. That's the Director of Community Engagement at the Hope Clinic in Ypsilanti. Thehopeclinic.org if you want to find out more. You're in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.